Okay.
Hey, John.
Okay, folks, if we are ready, we will begin. Everyone can take their seats. Ms. Hewitt, would you like to conduct roll call? You act surprised. No, but we did it earlier, but now we have other members.
Correct.
Actually.
Monica Hunter.
Present.
Gary Shallcross.
Here.
Russell Jeffries.
Present.
Jeffrey Young.
Here.
John Hayashi.
Present.
And Les Belker.
Here.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Briggs, would you like to do introductions?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, everybody. We just heard from Carol Hewitt, our executive assistant over there to my right. And seated next to her is Michael Thomas, the assistant executive officer. Seated next to me on my left is Lori Okun, our counsel from the State Water Resources Control Board. And seated next to her is the director of the Water
I don't usually get that kind of
That was a nice fanfare. Timing was a little off. From US EPA, and we will be introducing Alexis more formally as we get to item 6 on the agenda. We have testimony cards available in the back of the room that look like this. So if you're interested in speaking on an item on the agenda today, if you could fill those out and turn those in, that would help. Restrooms over here, out this way. We have supplemental sheets for some of the items today. Those are materials that were not available at the time the agenda itself was sent out. And I will mention which ones those are. On item 6 for the Morro Bay Cayucas Wastewater Treatment Plant, we have a couple of supplemental sheets. And by the way, if you are interested in those items and you don't have not received those through email or other means, we have some extra copies in the back. For an item on tomorrow's agenda, the perchlorate cases, item 9, we have a supplemental sheet. On the consent calendar, we do have a supplemental sheet for item 14 on the Santa Cruz landfill. And then lastly, for the executive officer's report, item 24, we have a supplemental sheet. I think that's it for now, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.